This story is called Ménage à Trois. It's a story of one man and two women. And the story is told from the man's vantage point. However, I don't have a man's voice to read this story, so I'm going to read the story. But if you are a man and are interested in reading and recording this story for me to put on my site, please reach out to me or send it to me, and I will consider putting it on along with this written story. Thank you for your consideration, and here we go. I decided to take advantage of the situation and first watch you get the spanking you well deserved for disturbing me at work. The surprise on both of your faces was priceless when I told our ultra-feminine dominant to pull up your skirt before putting you across her knees for a necessary spanking. Your eyes quickly lowered, showing your embarrassment, while hers shined with delight. My chair had already been placed right in front of the bed while she followed my every command. She moved so comfortably to the edge of the bed in preparation that it looked as though spankings were a known practice of hers. You slowly did what you were told, but now your eyes were locked on mine as you slowly crawled across her lap. Your panty-covered bottom was round and accentuated atop her knees, sort of like a cherry on top of a sundae. It was perfectly within spanking range of her hand. My front row seat had me anticipating my next order. Pull down her panties now so I'm able to watch her bottom redden as you spank in both of her cheeks. She deserves to get a very sore bottom, as she knows it's true. Don't you? You nodded with hesitation while our dominant mistress eyed me. She used her fingernails to teasingly pull down your panties and expose your very white bottom to me. Her moves were sensual and dramatic. With my mouth open, I watched while you were biting your lips. It was easy to see your bottom pinching tightly. My breath was on pause. Rightfully, just watching you wiggle from the discomfort of having your bottom knowingly viewed by both of us was spellbinding. By then, you'd been prepped to receive your well-deserved paddling from this sensual stranger. I knew it was important that you finally learn what happens when you don't follow my directions. This was as good a time as any to learn that lesson. You hadn't realized how serious I was. A nod to my hot, hired hand gave her permission to begin the punishment. With fire in her eyes and a smirk of enjoyment on her lips, she began spanking your bottom. Her breasts hung close to your bare bottom as I viewed her cleavage with each swing. It was a beautiful sight. My cock got harder as your shouts sounded. I knew these sounds were a reaction to the complete humiliation more than the pain of these initial strikes. Your body bounced in reaction to her hand landing solidly. It was mesmerizing. I watched your bottom jiggle and continue to heat up with her bosoms just above. I wondered how wet your pussy was getting. So embarrassed that I was watching, you grabbed a pillow close by and buried your face while she continued to rapidly spank both of your cheeks. I could still hear your muffled shouts escape through the pillows as an assertive beauty diligently paddled on. She seemed to be getting great pleasure in your punishment. Witnessing you receive your spanking was long overdue. Surprisingly, it also was the first time I could see the appeal of this kind of discipline. In fact, it was completely arousing. I didn't know how excited it would make me to watch your body squirm in response to getting spanked. But seeing her feminine, manicured hands land on your bare bottom, just inches away, made it abundantly clear. It was electrifying, and I wanted to see more. Lost in the burn that was building, your pillow fell to the side. Watching glimpses of your facial expressions made it obvious this punishment encompassed both pain and pleasure. After several minutes of giving you the sore bottom you deserved, I realized your sounds and the view of your body's wiggles while laying over her lap was like a living, sensual art form. It gave me a smile that I couldn't quite explain. My surrogate spanker seemed to be enjoying herself as well. She stopped and looked up at me with a rascally smile on her face, and then we both stared at your well-reddened backside. So turned on, I realized my breathing was heavy and my lips were dry. The fact that she would do whatever I wanted gave me relishing control, directing every move with only your response a mystery. I knew if I did it right, we would spy a level of satisfaction that would make all three of us vibrate. Knowing it was time for my next direction, I ordered our dom to lightly tickle your tender bottom. Though a bit noisy, you took your punishment well. I hope you've learned your lesson, that I'm serious about your following my instructions. You looked up and into my eyes. Your pouty lip showed coy and sorry. It screamed for attention, but I still had other plans. You watched me lean down and pull a tube of anal lube along with an emerald green-colored jeweled butt plug from my bag. Your matching green eyes went from subdued to wide awake, and I heard a sound of partial disapproval leave your lips. My dom put an immediate end to that by giving your bottom 10 additional paddles. You had no choice but to stop immediately. Once your pouting session was over, I requested her hand. I squeezed some anal lube on her left index finger and then told her to prepare your bottom hole for the plug. Gladly, while still over her lap, she said, "Get on your forearms and knees and stick your bottom out." Not certain if your move was due to fear-based or desire-driven, but you did so without hesitation. With her completely lubed finger, she began spreading your cheeks for access. The time, a moan of acceptance escaped your lips. Her hands began playing with the hole between your very hot and colored cheeks. Properly, you held very still as her fingers circled the entrance of your anus. Your inhale shuddered as I watched your back arch. Your body happily met her finger at the entrance. It then slipped in easily. With her fingers swallowed up, she let out a moan of her own. Your head fell between your arms and your bottom raised for deeper penetration. I could tell you were enjoying the invasion. Now, with your hole prepped, it was my turn. My eyes closed. Like entering a bakery, I inhaled as deeply as possible and got drenched in the scent of the pheromones in the room. Yours, with a side of our welcomed guest. Stellar. Asking our lovely third to hold your cheeks wide, I glided the plug down your entire crack. Then I leaned in even closer so I could watch as I tapped the plug on your hole. It was amazing to watch your body drink in every touch, no matter its impact. Shallowly sliding it in and out before you finally gulped it up. I watched your focus as it settled into its rightful place. Your body relaxed as your top sighed. Displaying your bare bottom plugged with a green jewel while lying across the lovely lady's stockinged legs was breathtaking. My eyes just feasted on the view for several minutes. Calmly, you both waited for my next direction. Turn her over and remove her remaining clothes. I want both of us to see her completely naked. It was time. I wanted a full view of your face, your shoulders, breasts, hips, and especially your smooth mound. My directions were followed to a T. You lay flat on your back with your legs just wide enough for my surrogate to sit between. Exposed, beautiful, and almost serene, we smiled at the view. You shifted as you could feel our eyes drink in every inch of your body. Though out of view, I knew your bottom was tender. Bottom sore? Did I make my point abundantly clear? You turned your head and nodded with a submissive look in your eyes. I wondered how wet your pussy had gotten so far. It was certainly time to find out. As if she could read my mind, our brunette dominant asked if she could stick her fingers inside you to check your wetness. What a good idea!